One of the nation's biggest newspaper publishers filed for bankruptcy today in a federal court in Delaware. The Chicago-based Tribune Company owns the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, and five other major daily papers, as well as 23 television stations, not to mention the Chicago Cubs. The company says it needs the legal protection to restructure its enormous debt. NPR's David Folkenflik joins us from our studios in New York. Hello, David.
Hey, Robert.
Tribune Company does have huge debts. When people try to explain how it got that way, what do they say?
Right. Well, people say, you know, is this cyclical? That is, you know, is it just a tough stretch for the industry? They say, is it structural? Is the industry falling off a cliff? And in some ways, the best answer is yes. It's both of those things. It's a time when, of course, the economy is tanking writ large. It's a time when the newspaper industry is having tremendous troubles as readers and advertisers migrate to the web. And then there's that debt that you talked about, and that's a huge element when it comes to Tribune. Sam Zell has owned the Tribune for about a year, and he took over that company and took it private by using this kind of Baroque tax structure to put down almost relatively no money, several hundreds of millions of dollars, to take over a company valued at about $8 billion. Well, in papers filed today in a Delaware court, Tribune declared that it was nearly $13 billion in debt. And although it could pay off the $70 million repayment due today, it appears as though the company is in some ways about to not be in compliance with some technical aspects of their loan agreements, and also that there are some big looming debt payments due in the future that it may have some real trouble with. The bankruptcy is a way to get some protection from creditors and a little breathing space.
Well, what does it mean for people who expect to see the LA Times, or for that matter, the Chicago Tribune, on their doorstep in the morning? I assume the papers will still be there tomorrow.
That's right. They're still publishing. You know, Tribune owns something like 23 television stations. Those will still be broadcasting. In an email to employees today of Tribune and in a memo sent to advertisers who work with the Tribune Company, you know, Sam Zell said, "The company is still functioning. It's still operating at full throttle. We'll be here. We'll still be reporting the news." That said, over the course of the past year, and indeed in the several years leading up to Sam Zell's purchase, there have been some fairly significant cuts. There's been deep cuts in Washington of the Washington Bureau of the combined newspapers. And in fact, there's been a significant scaling back of coverage abroad and locally as well. So there's some concerns about what the need to figure out ways to pay the debt could mean in newsrooms.
As you said, everybody knows there are structural problems facing the newspaper industry. Newspaper readership is down in many respects. Is there anything new here, any news for the industry, for the newspaper industry, that people didn't know about before?
Well, let's put it this way. It's the most stark declaration of the trouble the newspaper industry finds itself. You know, the McClatchy Company, which bought the Knight Ridder newspaper chain, has put the Miami Herald up or is reportedly seeking suitors. The Scripps Company is seeking a buyer for the Rocky Mountain News out in Denver. The New York Times says it wants to borrow $225 million against its headquarters here in Midtown Manhattan. That's pretty significant pinch and pretty significant times. Bankruptcy can be useful. It can offer you some protections to renegotiate your rates. So, you know, a friend of mine I was talking about this with today said, look, you know, if somebody goes to Alcoholics Anonymous, on the one hand, it's them saying, I'm an alcoholic. There are real troubles here. On the other hand, in a sense, it's a venue through which to seek some help and redress. And maybe this gives Tribune a little more time to figure out how the heck it can pay off these enormous debts.
Okay. NPR's David Folkenflik in New York talking about today's bankruptcy filing by the Tribune Company. David, thank you.
You bet.